Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how's everything going, and how's the podcast going? You know, you told us last week about kind of just unloading the your notes that you take for a week when you prepare for a game that you don't use. That's a great idea. That reminds me a lot what Peter King did years ago when he would have his section for a Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, you know what? It's been kind of cool, and you know, it's one of those things that I've got you guys this week, so I've got New Orleans, Carolina, so I will do that, and you know, dump that on Tuesday, and so you know, just kind of some insight into some of the things that I talked about. Like one of the things that was one of the great notes, and I just dumped that on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You know, not only Monday's podcast, kind of an overview of Week 9, but the game I did between Jacksonville and the Raiders. And so I'm talking to Chip Kelly, and, you know, so at some point during the conversation with, you know, I've got my producer and my director and the play-by-play and everybody's in that meeting. And somebody asked Chip Kelly about analytics. And he said one of the coolest things that I've ever heard. He said, well, analytics to me are TBU. And I was like, TBU, like, I'm trying to figure out what that means. Yeah, TBU, analytics, TBU, true but useless. And I was like, it's the greatest thing I've ever heard, because that's exactly how I feel about analytics. They are true, right? There are, but they're useless because they are done over a sample size of, you know, like different teams and fourth downs and all this stuff. And half the time, or more than half the time, it doesn't necessarily equate to the game that you're actually calling as a coach. So I loved it, and I have adopted it as my own.
I've heard Howie Long say something not quite like that, but it is very similar to analytics, that, hey, listen, from game to game, all that sort of changes. You know, so what somebody did in one game doesn't necessarily equate to what the next game or the next game is. So that is a great line by Coach Kelly. Today, the Saints traded Rashid Shaheed to the Seattle Seahawks. One, I think it's a great deal for Seattle because they were looking for a guy that could blow the top off coverage. Man, Shaheed, he's got an extra gear out into the open field. Sam Darnold loves to throw the deep ball, and he's got a guy that's, man, he's playing as well as any wide receiver in the NFL today. For the Saints, it's about collecting draft choices, but as Charlie and I were talking about, and I told him, man, draft choices are great. I'd love to have a bunch of them, but you better hit on them. Just because you got them doesn't mean anything. You've got to be able to hit on those draft choices when you get that opportunity to. But I think it was a great deal for Seattle to pick up the speedster in Shaheed.
Oh, I do too. I mean, they've got a couple of injuries. Cooper Kupp has a hamstring right now. Jake Bobo has an Achilles, and like you have to lift the top of coverage guy. Like the things that Smith and Jigba's been doing, he's just been absolutely outstanding. The Horton kid had 2 touchdowns last week. So Darnold's playing great football, but it just gives you another added element as an offense. And Seattle is really playing outstanding football right now. So great deal for them. And you're right. I mean, you look at, you know, I came up in this league with the Washington Redskins, and Joe Gibbs was our head coach. And Joe used to think about it or say it all the time, man, I'd rather have a known commodity for an unknown commodity, because you just don't know what guys – I mean, you can draft guys and you can have height, weight, speed, and he can be great in college, and he gets to the NFL and just gets overwhelmed. And, you know, 50% of the guys that get drafted in the first round are busts. They just don't ever pan out. So, I'm a big believer in known commodities, but I also understand – the Saints aren't going, they're not winning a lot of games this year. So it's about building for the future and getting the right people within your organization. So I get that part of it too.
Trevor Penning was a guy, they put him at left tackle, right tackle. They moved him inside to guard. Mark, he's built like what you would want a lineman to be built like. The problem with him, he was never a technically sound guy. I think he always played a little bit too high. He was always sort of off balance a lot. A lot of times he was getting pushed right into the lap of the quarterback. He didn't get a great push as a run blocker. He would occasionally flash it. So you said, man, maybe it's coming to him. But you'd see it one play, but you wouldn't see it the next. And the Chargers, man, they've been ravaged by injuries. Give up a 6th-round pick for a guy that, you know, former first-round picks. And I've always told this to Charlie. Man, that's the one thing about first-round picks. You get so many damn chances in this world. If you were a 7th-round pick, you're not going to get those chances. But a first-round pick, he's going to get more than 2 or 3.
Yeah, no question about it. And he's just one of those guys. Like, he's prototypical of why the draft stinks. Because it's not necessarily about evaluating the guy's tape. Sometimes it's really just about what his potential is. And, you know, potential, in my mind, is a dirty four-letter word, because sometimes potential gets you fired, you know. And ultimately, you look at him, and I'm sure he's got, like, on the height, weight, speed chart, you know, he's everybody's 6'7", or whatever he is, you know, 300-plus, you know, 20 pounds. He probably can run like the wind, and he's got great, you know, vertical jump tests and 40 tests and, you know, and all that stuff. And you know what? All that stuff will get you nothing if you can't play. And it really comes down to what you look like on film. And so many times to me, the draft is about checking boxes. So as a scouting department, it's no longer my fault. Well, listen, man, he checked every box. So it's you as a coach, you got to get the guy to play. You got to get the guy right. And, you know, and there's just a lot of those guys that never pan out. I always say, hey, man, just look at the tape. Like, I don't care if the guy doesn't run great in shorts and a T-shirt. How does he explode on film? Does he run fast on tape? Because those are the guys that, you know, you watch him play and you say, that dude can play or that dude can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mark, this was a couple weeks back. Someone you've worked with, Jen Hale, she was sending me stuff about her charity event that's going to be in late November. And she was like, Rico Dowdle. She was like, okay, most people hadn't really heard that much about him. He did play for the Cowboys. So when you play for the Cowboys, you get a lot more sun than you do if you don't play for them. But what a player he has turned out to be for Carolina. And watching him kind of give a little bit of assessment of Rico Dowdle, who came in, you know, he was a guy, he was an unheralded guy. All of a sudden now, he wasn't supposed to be the one. Now he got that chance, and look how good of a player he's been for the Panthers.
Yeah, he's been exceptional. And, you know, it was interesting because he had those back-to-back games with over 200 yards total yardage, or 200 total yards. And then, you know, Hubbard gets healthy and they decide to start him. And I said in the broadcast, because I was doing the game, I was like, if I was an offensive lineman or if I was a member of their team, I'd be pissed, right? Because this guy is the actuator that's gotten us these two big wins. He had it against Miami, you know, and then the Dallas game, and then, you know, and he's got 200 plus yards rushing against Miami, and then 239 yards or something like that total against Dallas. And then they go back to New England and they decide to start Hubbard. And I just was like, man, that would irritate me if I was a player, because he was the actuator that got them going. That got them, everybody was excited about him. And even, you know, even Dave Canales was telling me, man, the violence that he plays with, it's infectious, and everybody's playing that way. And then, you know, I don't know if it was the owner that stepped in and said, no, we paid this Hubbard guy, you know, we paid. And I'm not saying that Chuba Hubbard isn't a really good player, because he is, but he just isn't as dynamic. And so, anyhow, to see him get that starting job back and to see him, you know, put 130-plus yards rushing on Green Bay and to be kind of the difference, scoring two touchdowns and then being able to go to Green Bay and win a game when their quarterback was 11 of 20 for 102 yards and one interception, like, that just shows you how valuable that dude is. He's been unbelievable.
Insider Calls with Mark Schlereff are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
Mark, kind of building on it with the Panthers, they're just kind of a strange team this year. If you look at their schedule and what they've done, they smoked the Falcons, but that's kind of been a trend with Bryce Young, weird enough, where they just own Atlanta. They get killed by the Bills. They beat the Cowboys. They get killed by the Patriots. They've won some close games. And then, you know, they're entering that game against Green Bay with a 4-4 record. And Green Bay is 13.5-point favorites at home against Carolina, which kind of told you what Vegas thinks of what the Panthers have done this year. But then they win that game. And I think that surprised a lot of people nationally. When you look up at the scoreboard, and Mike and I talk about this all the time with the Packers, that Mike calls them the play-with-your-food team, where they play down to their competition. Their only losses on the year are to Carolina and also Cleveland, who's one of the worst teams in the NFL. It just feels like one of those wins that could change the tide of the season for this Panthers team and have people taking them a lot more seriously than maybe they were in the first half of the season.
Yeah, but I still think they're the Carolina Panthers. I still think that they're not that good. You know, this would be the ninth different or the seventh different starting combination on their offensive line. They've been decimated by injuries there. They've run the ball really well. And you look at the nine of the 11 wins that Bryce Young has, nine of them have come in the final drive, which is crazy, right? Just absolutely crazy. But still, yeah, like I said, 11 of 20 for 102 yards and an interception, and you're the winning quarterback. That goes on your record. Listen, man, they are not the most talented football team. But I will give them a lot of credit, man. They're playing hard. They're playing for one another. They seem to have a really good chemistry. And sitting at 5-4 right now, if you're in that locker room, you got to think, man, we got a chance to be a playoff team. We got a chance to be a wild card team. I don't think they're going to get it done, but at least they have a chance. And, you know, it's a lot to be said because I think they're still a ways away from being talented enough to really be competitive. But, and they're playing with some toughness and some grit without question. And they are running the snot out of the football, which is always a good thing.
Last thing for you, Mark. The Broncos are the ultimate Sybil team. You're not real sure what you're going to get from them quarters 1, 2, and 3. You do know what you're going to get in the fourth quarter. They make a run for it. And to see what Bo Nix, again, I think they're 4-0 in the season when they're trailing going into the fourth quarter. It's amazing to watch what they've been able to accomplish and the record they have when at times they've been El Lazio 1-3 quarter-wise.
Yeah, they've been you look at them, they've been, I mean, they played like four in the last five games, they played like four good quarters all in the fourth. Like, I mean, they were down 14 points to Philadelphia. They won that game. They were, you know, they scored 33 points in the fourth quarter against the Giants to win that game. You know, I mean, they just destroyed Dallas, but everybody destroys Dallas. And then in this particular game, they score a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and then have a fourth quarter drive for a field goal. You know, all those things in the fourth quarter to win against a really good Houston defense. So, yeah, they've not been very consistent. They have not been very good, but they have found a way to get things done. Bo Nix, the thing I like about Bo Nix better than anything else is that guy has an ability to just have the mental fortitude to go, hey, man, I made a bad throw. I made a couple of bad drives. I went 3 and out 4 times. Who cares? Like, I'm going to go make a play right now. And, like, I will tell you, in my own career, man, I didn't have that. Like, if I made a bad play, man, it would bother me. It would, you know, would wear on me. He just doesn't seem to care. And there is power in not giving a crap, right? There is power. And I mean, I say that, you know, in jest. I know he cares. But his ability to just bury it and let it go and move on to the next series, I find that fascinating. I think that's amazing.
Mark, it's great to have amnesia at times.
Yeah, right?
That's what he's 100%. Got. Mark, thanks so much for joining, buddy. Really appreciate it. Have a great call with the Saints and the Panthers.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Sinking Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.